do you actually know what the technology is?
Sort of. Not, I wouldn't be able to define it if I don't really work with this biology, so.
Yeah, okay.
So I do know what it is, yeah. But I wouldn't be able to sort of, you know, give you a kind of one sentence, you know, definition.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine, okay. But you know what lice are about,
yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, how do you generally feel about lice and their biology? Is it good?
Yeah, I think it's important because it's all about finding new ways of tackling life's problems. So, you know, you can go the conventional way, but, you know, trying to find sort of new ways that are innovative, you might be able to solve problems that you couldn't solve with normal methods. So, yeah, I think it is.
Okay, like, have you seen any on the media, like, that's influenced your opinion about it?
No, not really. I think the media because sort of the whole GM thing, I think that causes a lot of debate, and I think synthetic biology is sort of along a similar kind of line. So I think people, you know, I don't think it's been publicised. Maybe it hasn't publicised. I haven't noticed much, but maybe it hasn't been publicised in the way of it saying it's synthetic biology, because people probably kind of, you know, some people will be alright with it, other people might be a bit kind of wary of it. I think it's sort of, you know, unnatural and kind of meddling with things, but...
Like, do you know, like, the differences, like, specifically, the line boundary between that and, like, genetic modification?
I probably won't be able to define it to you, but, you can tell me if you want.
No, it's more just, I think, genetic modification is more like a simple circuit than, like, whilst... their biology is like changing the whole how do you feel about genetic modification? Like, do you feel differently towards it than biology, or do you feel the same opinion?
I would feel, being a scientist, kind of feel it's sort of in the same kind of light. I mean, you're sort of trying to do similar things with GM and with synthetic biology. Maybe synthetic biology is a bit more on a larger scale, but I think as long as it's going to be, you know, useful for an action to solve a problem and something like that, you know, it's useful. Just sort of doing it for the sake of, you know, trying to engineer something. Just to see if it can be done or not, you know. I wouldn't be against it, but I don't really see much kind of, you know, benefits if it's not actually going to be useful or anything, you know, important.
Would you say the media has a opinion on that?
I'd probably say no, because I know I've got more of a background. I think if I was just a normal member of the public, you know, I'd probably feel quite, well, not, maybe not negative, but I'd sort of have my reservations about it. But being a scientist, I can appreciate the benefits, and I know that it's not, you know, meddling with nature, and, you know, you're not going to create some sort of, you know, sort of super organisms that are going to take over the world, which, you know, I think the media just tends to get misrepresented because people don't understand what it is, and, you know, most journalists aren't scientists, so I think it gets blown out of proportion, but I'm not negatively affected by it.
Do you think, like, any of these two approaches, like, will further help the world, like, one day, or do you think, like, they'll go down the line and people are harder about things?
No, I think, well, GM's already helped the world, so I think as long as... I mean, you're always going to get the researchers that are going to try and do something, you know, sort of either dangerous in a can-it-be-done kind of thing. But, you know, you get that with anything, whether it's GM or not. So, yeah, no, I think, you know, once you can understand the applications and you can develop it, yeah, I think, you know, you can solve problems that you can't solve just by, you know, using things that already exist naturally. You know, if you could, then... most of the problems will be solved, so...
Question is basically like... basically, like, there's five pictures, like, just one to five, like, here on there.
Okay.
And it's basically just saying, like, which ones you think are from synthetic biology, genetic modification, natural, or it can be, like, a combination of both.
Okay. I see that one's natural.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
The mouse is probably... Yeah, I'd say that's genetic modification. Definitely natural. Eco, that's risk GFP. Probably say that's more a synthetic biology. Purple tomatoes is, I'd say, genetic modification.
Right? Okay. That's great, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.